Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast, a place that is committed to educate, motivate, and inform the Black listener about ways they can live their best lives now using the skills and potential that already lies within, discussing topics relevant to the unapologetically woke Black population. Do you know who you really are? Let's go. Warning, the information you are about to hear may be offensive to certain listeners. Unfiltered truth on the way. If the truth offends you, I suggest you stop listening now. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast. I am your host, Richard Hawks, and on today's podcast, we are going to be talking about, and today's title is Cutting Through the Noise. Be a free thinker, okay? Cutting through the noise. Be a free thinker. And the whole premise and the preface around this is around the elections and what we got going on politically, because it definitely bodes to have an interesting conversation and an interesting thought process. And the thought process is simply this. Now, speaking, and I always, of course, speaking first from the Black perspective, I don't know another perspective to speak from first or to speak from in general. But speaking now from the Black perspective, most of us are pre-programmed to vote Democrat, right? Now, and as you know, and as those of you that have listened to the podcast know, that we're here in Virginia. Now, being here in Virginia, the Democrats have come in and enacted and are about to, they haven't enacted just yet, they're about to, as of the recording of this podcast, enact quite a few laws that are pretty much, that are very, very anti-gun. And then, another Democratic senator, and I cannot think of his name right off the top of my head right now, and I could look it up, but there was another Democratic senator, and it's in the news, it's all online if you look it up. He is quoted as stating that the governor has the ability to bring in the National Guard, if necessary, to enforce their gun confiscation laws, which essentially right now, which is tyranny, essentially. So the question is, So the question is simply this. Now, from a Democratic standpoint, why am I voting for them and they're going to be infringing on legal gun owners' rights? What does voting Democrat do to help a pro-gun person in that particular stance that's also totally against anything that Donald Trump has going on as well? So where does that put one in the voting process? I said all that to say, from a free thinking standpoint, what is it that we are requiring from the candidates other than them being associated with one or another political party that is adverse to whatever is in the current political power? Are we really taking the time to even, really think about and validate, do these people even have any of our best interests at heart, or are they just standing there being talking heads just to get into office, to be able to act like they're doing something only to really do absolutely nothing for the people that helped to get them in office, only but to continue to give some empty promises and some empty rhetoric and not do anything at all to help. So in the midst of being free thinking, I come here in this particular podcast to challenge myself and all of us to think independently, to think totally independently, and think about how the decisions that we have made and are making or are about to make are going to truly benefit us as individuals, the families that we take care of, the communities that we love and that we're concerned about, and the places that we live, you know what I mean? The communities, how we live, where we live, the stores and the businesses that we like to support and that we want to see grow, the schools and all of these things, you know what I mean? I want us to go to the point of really starting to take an extra step in thinking, are we truly being free thinkers, or are we kind of getting lost and following one of these crowds that's out here floating around right now? I mean, the good thing about the information age is lots of information at your disposal all the time. The bad thing about the information age is lots of information at your disposal all at the same time. And the problem with that comes in the sense of a lot of times we aren't able to, or a lot of us don't take the time to process the information that we're getting, and we make hasty and bad decisions based on this information, or we'll get caught up in whatever's hot and just kind of follow the trend because it might be emotionally fun at the moment, or it may be intellectually gratifying at the moment, or whatever the case may be, and it'll be something that you follow just for the sake of following it. But I like to often come up and challenge all of us to really make sure and really give ourselves an extra thought to make sure that we are being free thinkers truly, and that we really are doing what is in the best interest of us as individuals. Because in the example that I'm giving, talking about voting Democrat, it's always been something that I've just been taught and something that I've always just kind of done just for the sake of doing. But it really causes me to question, what is really the point? Well, what would be the, why am I voting Democrat if the Democrats are enacting and doing things that I don't agree with, which I didn't vote for them in this particular go round. But the key, but my point here is, why are we voting for them if they're not doing anything for us? And once again, I'm not on the Trump train at all. And I'm not going to vote for him either. But we get to the point of the Democrats that we have in the field to pick from, if that's what we're talking about. Well, let's just talk about anybody else other than the Democrats. Is there anyone else out there in the field that's not a Democrat or a Republican that is actually qualified to do the job? I mean, I know that's harsh, contrary thinking. An independent president, God forbid, right? I mean, they might actually not be supported by lobbyists or not be bought by somebody or something, you know? They might not be in somebody's pocket, but allegedly or whatever, you know? What if there was actually a president who actually had the interest of the people at heart, truly? Wouldn't that be intriguing if there was a president that didn't have their own agenda and actually was about the country as they say, which they always say that they're going to be about the country, but the proof is in the pudding of, you know, how it actually trickles down and affects you in your backyard. So I'm saying this to all of the people that listen to this podcast. How are we voting for the benefit of what's happening in our own backyard? Therein lies the question. What's happening and how are we voting in our own backyard? Who are we putting in office that's going to affect what's going on with the local laws in our own backyard on a day-to-day basis? Herein lies the question. You know, are we just following the trend? Are we just following a group because we've always been told to follow that group? And if we are following that group and voting for that group, are we really holding the political people that we vote into office in these groups to task and really holding them accountable for their votes, for the votes that we give them, and holding them to actually uphold their political promises that they always love to boast at the times that we're in and that we're going to be going into here in these next few months? I mean, we all know that watch politics. I mean, oh my God, it's going to be a shit show. Just real talk. It's going to be something serious. And it's going to be very entertaining. But aside from all the theatrics, there are real things that are happening that affect real people with real lives. And as most of us know that listen to this podcast, it's going to hit us in the black community harder than it hits anybody else. So we always have to make sure that we are doing what we have to do to be as efficient and effective as possible. And that goes right down, especially to our thinking. We have to make sure that our thinking is proper and clear and accurate so that we can analyze situations correctly, we can view them correctly, and we can make the best decision that's going to benefit the people that matter to us the most. Us, our family, community, our kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and we can't make those right positive decisions and those right accurate effective decisions if we're not complete and total free thinkers and we find ourselves just following something just for the sake of following it. That could even get down to religion. How much are we benefiting from the religion that we say that we're following or that we are going to for the sake of going to it? I mean, why are we really going? Are we going there because it's really beneficial? Or are we going there because Big Mama, Grandma, Auntie, and all of them said that's just what you do every Sunday? What are you really getting from it? Are you really living what you're saying, or is it just an act? I mean, are you really being honest with yourself? I mean, are you using it as a crutch, or is it something that you're really living out and it's really something that's being beneficial to you? So therein lies, you know, the question about clear thinking. Let's be honest with ourselves so that we can improve ourselves. Let's be true free thinkers in all the things in our lives so that in all the things that we do, we can live our best lives, which is one of the whole points and the purposes of this podcast, is to inspire you, motivate you, and educate you on ways that you can live your best life now with what you already have. All of us are working with a lot more than we give ourselves credit for. And right now, an easy way to discover the hidden things and the hidden talents that you have lying within is to be a free thinker. Don't be afraid to challenge your thoughts. And also, the thoughts that you know are working great, that are giving you great results, let's make it a habit to start to do more of the things that we know are doing great for us. And let's start to do less of the things that we discover are doing are not so beneficial for us. Let's start to clear our minds with one thing at a time. I'm not talking about doing a great big overhaul overnight. if there's a lot floating around in your mind, as most of us that has families and businesses and a multitude of things going on is, one thing at a time, one day at a time, one thought at a time, one task at a time. Effective, efficient, free thinking, a clear, free mind will make better decisions. It's going to affect your bottom line. It's going to affect your life, your wealth, and your health. So, as we go into the new year, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. I hadn't wished everybody a happy holidays in this episode. My apologies for that. I hope everyone has been having a wonderful time with their families throughout all of the holidays that's been going on, and I hope that everyone has really, really enjoyed themselves. As we go throughout the new year, I'm going to be going through and sharing some of the wonderful products and services that I actually use that have been really helping me over the years throughout doing the businesses that I've been doing and that I've done throughout the years. And these are just some products that I've used, and they're going to be, and by clicking on the links, they're going to be able to help to support the podcast. And they're going to be offering some free stuff for you as well. My QuickBooks link that I'm going to be putting in this particular episode will provide you with, I believe we have a month of free service for QuickBooks, for the QuickBooks Small Business service. And it's a very good and very useful tool to use right now at about tax time. It tracks your mileage. I mean, it tracks your accounts. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It has all type of tools. It gives you reports and helps you with your quarterly tax. You can pay quarterly taxes through that. It's a wonderful tool. So in the link of the description below, there's going to be a discount. In the link of the description below, there's going to be an updated discount link. When you click on it, that's going to give you a discount on the services to QuickBooks Small Business. It's a great service, and I know I've been a customer for them for going back at least four or five years now. And like I said, makes it, once you get everything in there, it's a wonderful service. So definitely check that out. And I'm going to be talking about some other things going throughout the year as well. As we go through and as the podcast grows, we got some sponsors that are going to be coming up next year as well. That's going to be going through sponsoring some episodes. Also, be sure to check out the new Too Rich to Miss website. It's www.RICH2MISS.com. I'll have that link in the description of this episode as well, and in the podcast show description that's online as well. Thank you so much for all of my wonderful new listeners. I definitely see you in the analytics that you're coming through. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. And I hear your requests. We are going to be getting more episodes out to you every week. And every episode, we're going to make sure that we go through and go deeper into the topics. And I really want to challenge everybody to be a lot more free thinking. And I'm going to really dig in and commentate on some of these, a lot of things that's really going on to just challenge our thought processes, so us to look at things from a little different perspective. And so that we can grow and keep this thing moving. Thank you so much once again for checking out the Too Rich to Miss podcast. I will see you next week. Have a wonderful and happy and safe new year.